Dear Rabbi Leff, I have a smart 2.5-year-old son who is constantly on the go and exhausting his teachers and Dan and my husband and I at home. He behaves the best when he decides what to play with and when he should play with it. In Gan, he behaves beautifully when he's playing with the toys he chooses. The problem arises when the teachers want the class to sit in a circle with the rest of the children during story music time. He has no patience for that and always leaves the circle. They cannot let him play on his own because it just disrupts the other children. If he can play outside the circle, so can they. Bottom line is they still want him to learn how to sit still for a minimum of 10 minutes at a time. And is this realistic? And if it is, are there any relaxing techniques that can be advised? To further explain his character, he is constantly testing his limits and tries to get the most out of every situation. Today I tried to sit with him and read him a book. I chose one that I knew he liked, and he tells me no, he wants another one. Fine, I gave him the other one. Then we sat down together for about 3 seconds, and he pops up, and I told him, no, it's quiet time and fun time on Mommy's lap. We should read this great book together. He then proceeded to kick and scream and scratch for about 5 minutes. I tried to hold him down firmly but lovingly during this period, and he finally stopped. Then he sat beautifully on my lap for about 5 to 10 minutes. Should I continue doing such a practice, holding him down firmly to show him he can sit still for a little bit of time every day? Thank you so much for your time, and Tiskel and Mitzvahs, Anonymous. Okay, I really am not familiar with the methods of achieving the goals that you want. However, just from a philosophical chinuch standpoint, this is the time to teach a child, especially a child who's capable of learning, even at the age of 2.5, the idea of discipline, and that he can't always do what he wants to do. That is what distinguishes us from the animal. And as long as a person is a cotton, he can't exert that self-control on his own. He's not yet capable of doing it. Therefore, he needs parents to teach him and to get him accustomed and condition him to exercising that self-control, so that when he finally is able to do it on his own, he's conditioned and he's had the instruction and the education to be able to know how to do it properly. So yes, holding him back and where you see that it is not oppressive to him, but it's possible and he understands that you're doing it in his best interest and you're not harming him at all and not hurting him physically, it's just uncomfortable for him, you are conditioning him to be able to exercise self-control, and that is a positive thing.